Hello, how y'all doing tonight? This is another edition of the Pages Speak. My name is Joe Nathan Lee Page, and what's your name, beautiful lady?
My name is Stephanie Page.
All right, ain't she pretty? Come on, that's the name of the woman. All right. Well, I guess our topic tonight is Would You Ever?
Yes, as you come on.
I'm pleading the fifth already.
As you come on, we're like asking that you would like, please share, and please go subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as to the Pages Speak.
Yeah.
Ooh, so.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Would you ever? This one right here, it makes me feel like I'm on Fear Factor. Because you got your wife on the side of you, and you don't know if you may ask a question tonight. And you ask wrong, you may meet certain situations. So pray for me as I need your prayers. I solicit your prayers. Amen.
It's not going to be that bad, but
who knows?
You can put some questions up in the comments, and we're going to try to get them, but we're just trying to ask just everyday questions that everybody may be thinking of or have possibly thought of at some point in time in their life. So,
and feel free to throw some questions out there that y'all can answer.
Or you can answer, and you still can answer online. So, let's go. Hey, hello, everybody.
What's up? Glad to
see you all. Laramie, Sharia, Kayvon, Brother Rudy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Question. Would you ever get a tattoo?
I ain't got one, and I'm like 50 years old, so I ain't got one now. I don't think I'll get it.
Yeah, you know, at one point I really wanted one, and I'm like, the only reason why I wouldn't, especially now, because you know when you tuck and then you lose weight and then it started looking sort of funny, and I don't want no wrinkly tattoo or nothing like that.
Start slagging or whatever.
I don't want a wavy tattoo. So I don't think I would ever at this point in time. Listen, what am I? So you know I'm a little older.
Even though
I thought about getting one, like a little crown, because I'm a kingdom kid, whatever.
Come on, man.
And then I said, oh, honey, I'm going to get a tattoo. How'd you look at me? Yeah, that's my height. Look at me. So, would I ever get a tattoo? I would not get a tattoo. But it's not for any kind of spiritual reasons, because I do not believe you're going to hell for a tattoo.
No. Well, what happens when you get old and wrinkly, your crown will look all wrinkled.
I don't want to dent it. But yeah, I wouldn't get a tattoo, but not because of any spiritual reasons. I just wouldn't get a tattoo because I think I'm just old.
I'm just like,
would you ever prank your partner in a way to genuinely instill fear, but they can handle it, so it's all good? How would you go about it? Oh, that's a good one. Would I prank? You know, I think about pranks all the time.
Really?
I do. I just don't ever like pull any of them off, because it's not so much that, you know, he couldn't handle it, but he'd be mad at me.
You got somebody stabbed, hurt. You got to say he's not so much a man of God. And he claims to be.
I used to prank, but not so much to scare. I'm going to tell y'all the kind of stuff that I used to do, because I used to be petty, you know? And this is the Pages Speak. We just used to be real. Many of those who know me know that years ago, I lost my sense of smell. Mm. So I can't smell. And it's interesting that I can still cook and I can taste some things, but I can't smell anything. So me being petty, you know, when you're married, you pass gas in front of your mate.
Oh, no.
And the things I used to do, I used to like roll up the windows and lock the windows and then, you know, pass gas. And to me, that was like really, really funny. It's not so much a prank, but you know.
That's when you find out somebody really loves you.
But I think that in marriages, I think you should have fun. I think you should be able to play.
To you.
Anyway, I think you should be. You should be able to, to have fun, you know, and sometimes play pranks or play games. I think that should be, you know, have some fun, laugh. Don't be so, you know, uptight all the time, you know, sticking the buds. And Christians, you know, we tend to be all stiff and have some fun, y'all. All right. Would you ever go to a strip club?
I have in the past. But now, at being 50, no makes sense.
Well, I have never in my life been to a strip club.
What?
I never even went
You to ain't been to watch Mozambique?
Never, never.
Here is Paris.
I was never interested in that. But I will say this.
What's that?
If God sends me to a strip club to evangelize, be a light, to show love, I'm going to heartbeat. I don't have any problems with it. You have to go to where the people are. You have to go to where the love is needed. You have to go to wherever God will send you to witness. So would I ever go to a strip club? You know, if God sent me to a strip club, I would absolutely, positively go.
Well, watch Mozambique and Henry Palace, they needed to be patched. Back in the day.
Wait a minute. But back in the day, back in the day, you know, I was at, we were at a Baptist church, and you know, a lot of my sisters used to go to watch Club Mozambique.
What?
I don't know. It's just, I never really wanted to go. And I'm going to tell you the honest God truth. What I would see, you know, the men, you know, sort of sweaty, and I don't know, it always looked like it was funky to me.
Really?
That's
funny.
That never appealed to me. Now, I ain't judging nobody else. If that's your thing, no, that's your thing. I'm not going to judge you, but.
Yes, we're in front of you, sweating all over the place. All right.
That just was not my thing. So,
evangelism.
Well, again, if God sent me there, I'm not trying to be all up in, you know,
they
all up in the action.
Come to
and that's when you put your hand up and say, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, you're thank you. Do you know Jesus? No.
Oh, you're right. Like, yeah. I know Jesus.
Okay, now this is it. Would you ever fake satisfaction with a gift, a service someone gave you, or sex? I'm going to tell the honest God truth. I am horrible at faking anything.
Really?
As soon as I feel some kind of way, it's going to come across my face. I try. I really do try. But I'm a horrible liar. I'm a really bad. And the thing is, it'll show on my face before I can catch it. You know how it's like, you can't, you know, your mama said, oh, thank you. But it's like, oh, thank you. You know, the first response is like, oh, thank you. So, you know, I got to catch it. I got to catch it. So I'm not very good at faking things. And the other thing is, I would say no, because if it's a service or something, you know, you keep getting that bad service or that bad gift or that bad sex, unless you say, you know, honey, this ain't really doing it for me, or I don't really like this, or
I
don't really wear this, I don't really wear this, or even tell them, you know what, I really appreciate you providing the service, but, you know, it's I just think that it's a little lacking, and maybe some things that would
provide the service.
I said a gift,
service. was not up to par.
Wow.
I wasn't talking about sex with that. I said a gift, a service, or sex. Any of those things.
I'm sorry. You didn't provide a service here. I want more money back for my time.
I just think that you should be honest. I don't think that you should fake satisfaction if you're not satisfied.
Or you can say, thank you for providing an unsatisfactory service. Service was trash.
And like you have to choose sides between your parents or your spouse, it would depend on, you know, like who was right and who was wrong. More than likely, if it's about choosing sides, choosing sides in regards to like an argument or something that's going on, I'd want to hear the entirety of it. But if it's something like, okay, you know, your wife is doing something and needs you to be someplace at a certain time, or my husband's doing something, needs me to be someplace at a certain time, and my mama doing something, needs me to be someplace at a certain time, I would try to do both, but my husband would have to take priority. That's how I feel about it. All right. Okay, here's another good one. Would you ever lie to the police to protect a loved one?
Nope, I'll just be quiet.
Plead the fifth.
I wouldn't say
nothing. I'm not saying nothing. I would encourage my loved one to be honest and turn themselves in. But I'm not going to say, yo, he over there and he did this. I'm not going to say anything one way or another. I don't know. I just, with the justice system, the way that it is, I don't want to lie for anybody, so I'd rather say nothing than lie. But I still also would have a hard time turning my loved one over to the justice system, because it's not about them being rehabilitated. It's all about punishment a lot of times with the justice system. So I don't know if I would lie to the police, to try to, you know, get them out of a situation. I think I would just be quiet.
Mm. It depends. If somebody got killed, you know, somebody. He over there.
I would try to get
try to kill somebody else. Yeah, I don't know. That it just depends. A lot of that would depend upon the situation. Whatever that's a situation by situation type of question.
I think so too. I think it's situation by situation. Anyway, I really want to encourage you guys, please, if you're watching, please share, so we can, you know, get more people joining into the conversation.
Hey, I got a question.
Oh, no.
Would you ever vote for 45 in 2024? I'll let you vote. Don't be so harsh out here. Would you ever do that again? Some of y'all didn't do it the first time. Would you do it?
I think that it depends on who he running against. I'm going to vote for, if it's somebody who was worse than 45.
Who could be worse?
I probably
other than the devil.
Other than the same tank.
Who could be worse? Chucky.
You can just keep checking them.
Or Chucky.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be big enough to get
that pony. Okay, here's a question. Have you ever gotten away with something that you most likely shouldn't have? Yes.
I have many times.
Absolutely.
Before I was saying.
Even since I was saying.
Since she was saying, right? Yeah.
I have gotten away with some things I probably shouldn't have gotten away with. But the thing is, to be totally honest with you, you never really get away with stuff. Because even if you get away in regards, you know, where you don't necessarily get the repercussions immediately,
right,
you still have to face the consequences of your actions in some way or another. So it may be that maybe no one else caught you, but God knows everything. And a God whooping is worse than the world whooping. You know, by the time he get through dealing with you, like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So, you know, but godly sorrow works repentance. So everything he does and everything he says, you know, will bring you to a better place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes, yes. Okay, I saw some more. I'm trying to see the questions up here. There were some other questions I think I missed. Let me go back. Let's see. So yeah. Oh, I hear you, Brother Ruby. I do believe he was the biggest one. Okay. Oh, here's one. Would you ever tell someone you're busy when you're really just lying in bed?
I've done that one before. Come on, you be lying and saying you ain't looked at the phone,
you are busy. You're busy resting.
Busy trying to go to sleep. Busy watching TV. Busy reading a book.
Really?
Busy doing. Don't play it like I'm going to.
I don't know. I'm a terrible liar. So. You know, I would probably just if I am resting, I'm gonna put my phone on do not disturb. I'm not gonna tell anybody anything one way or another. Because if I answer, I'm gonna wanna, you know, deal with whatever the situation is or deal with whatever the problem is. And see, but Pastor Joe, he'll roll over and I'll still be talking to people. He'll be like, and he going to sleep, and I'm still dealing with situations. So it's better for me to just put my phone on silent so I don't have to, like, try to tell somebody.
You have to blow the hinges off my phone. But
you'll
get, I'm like, oh, that's somebody. It must be really important.
Yeah, in order to really
just keep calling back to bang if you ever had that. Would you ever push the button to send them the voicemail? Some of y'all did that. I'm pointing at you. I'm pointing. A condemnation right there at you.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of everybody done that. Send the voicemail.
Yes, Jemima says he counts watching TV as being busy.
Really? All right, Jemima. At least you told the truth.
I'll turn off the TV. I will. But that's different. Okay.
You will.
Have you ever or would you ever lie about being broke to not give somebody some money?
I've done it before.
I'm gonna lie. And say I'm broke. I'm not going to declare brokenness over myself. I will say I don't have it to give to you.
Right.
And that's true. I have it, but not to give to you.
Not to give away. Not to take a chance.
So that's not lying.
Not to roll the dice and not get it back. Not to roll the dice and not get it back. You know, you know what I'm saying? I don't got it to lose. Come on, everybody. Anybody ever felt like that? I ain't got it to you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't loan. I normally don't loan money.
You wanna give it.
If I have it, I'd much rather just give it. So that way, I don't expect it back. And that way, there's no disappointment. There's no grief. There's no expectation. Because, you know, with loved ones and friends, loaning money can be a relationship breaker. you know? So it's better to just give it to them. You know, if they have a need, you step up to meet the need. You step up in love to do whatever you can do, whatever you need to do in order to help whoever it is that's going through whatever it is. So I try not to, I'd rather not loan money. I'd rather just give it if I have it. And if I don't have it to give, I don't have it to give.
Right. That's right. A good rule of thumb. Don't give it to nobody
unless you can afford to lose it. Yeah, unless you can afford to lose it, don't give it to nobody. Okay. Now this is another question. All right. Would you strip to pay your bills?
I did it before. I'll joke. I ain't never stripped. But stripping to pay for your education. Yes.
I'm not going to judge
anybody. You have to do what you have to do.
You do what you have to do. I don't have it like that.
It's a job. It's an occupation.
I mean, would I strip to pay? Maybe when I was like younger. No.
I
never even went to a strip club, so you know how it goes.
I couldn't see me doing it. My strip game would be
chitlins. Help us. Okay.
Serious.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Let's get serious.
Serious tonight.
Would you ever make a major decision that could affect your household without talking to your spouse?
Say what?
Would you ever make a major decision that could affect your household without talking to your spouse?
No.
Yeah, that's not hard. That would not be good.
I want to make sure home base is straight.
Yeah.
And then it'd be good for somebody to have a. I mean, it's, every now and then it's good to confer.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
You should always confer.
Yes, you should.
You should always go running around making major decisions.
So I was going to buy a Rolls Royce
with
a savings.
He'd
be like, what the?
What are we doing? That's going to be going right back.
Right.
It's like, and then I'd have to get a note from the doctor. Now I'd lie. Oh, he had a mental break now. He's not physically capable right now to make decisions. So, you know, we have to return this because he's not mentally capable of making decisions right now. It's like, no, that's not the move.
He's crazy.
And the thing, like, I would never want to do that. And to be totally honest with you, we never have done this, but we probably like to set a limit. You know, if you're going to make a purchase over X amount of dollars, you know, we need to talk first, you know, right. It's about mutual respect and submitting to one another, yes. And understanding that the things that you do affects the people that you're with.
Look like Cape Iron is bubbling.
Okay, let's see. What does it say? I don't know. I'll have another question. Would you ever be away from your partner for 6 months or more for work? Yeah,
depending on the money.
Yeah,
if the money was right, you're paying me right.
We gonna FaceTime, we gonna duo.
The money
on
the iPhone. What?
You know, the thing is, it would be different if I was not secure. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I was not secure in my marriage, then it may be a problem. But because I'm secure and we would be able to communicate, talk, still mm-hmm. be, you know, in touch with one another, even though we're not physically together. And a lot of that is to do because our connection goes beyond just the physical. So I would have no problem with him being away longer than 6 months or me being away 6 months, you know, for work.
Wouldn't mind
in order for us to
6 months. If the money was right.
Yeah. Let me go pack your bag.
Hurry up.
How much they say? I love you. Here, let me get you together. I need some snacks. Anyway,
Need some snacks.
Yeah, I'd have no problems. No problems with that. Would you plan a surprise vacation for your spouse?
Absolutely.
Now,
I would love to do that. I've done surprise moves. I'm doing stuff right now.
Yeah.
Always trying to do
I would do it because I would also pack for it. And I would also make sure everything was prepared and ready before we went. But I don't think I'd want it done for me. Because it's so much preparation, you know. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but you know, you're particular. If I'm about to go on a vacation, you want particular clothes, you know, perfumes, weather, whatever. And a lot of times, it's nothing personal, but a lot of times, you know, men sometimes don't know all the detailed stuff.
Really?
That you would, I'm saying sometimes, all the detailed stuff that you would like.
Wow.
When you go, so it depends on really how picky you are.
Wow.
So sometimes I may be a little picky.
Wow.
And I just don't
want to.
Wow. I'm just saying a lot of times, you know, you all know that y'all have a hard time. You know that
sometimes. It's a sound of race. Anyway,
it's like, you know that, you know, men sometimes have a problem. Like, you can't read our minds. You know.
We're supposed to.
Exactly. So it's better to ask.
We're supposed to know you. Know enough to be able to handle what needs to be handled. And if you want to chip in once we get there and you say a few things missing, just let me know. We get it all together.
Okay.
So that makes
it. If we can go shopping.
That makes it easy.
We can go shopping.
I'm talking about, you know,
if I can go shopping.
I don't want you to bring no old clothes. Just the clothes you got on.
We go
shopping. Let's get it.
Okay, on that case, if we go on vacation, I can buy a whole new wardrobe when I get there.
Yeah, we got the money.
That's a whole other story, okay?
Get it.
So, yeah, I mean, I do. I appreciate, I love, you know, the fact that, you know, you want to think and do something that's special for your mate. You know what I'm saying? That's what matters the most to me, that you're thinking about something that you really think would, you know, help. You know, and that I would really like. You really thinking to put thought into it. That's what I appreciate.
Oh my God. That's
okay.
So cute.
Would you ever eat your spouse's food or snack and not tell them about it?
I've done that many times.
Absolutely.
I would drink your stuff in a second.
What's his is mine, and what's mine is his.
You know, I'll probably have an attitude. Even if you will cuss me out later, I have already did.
Oh my goodness.
You might just smile and just grin. And
goodness. I probably would.
The last swallow. You've been looking to go in there and drink it. I done drunk it up in the garbage. Who did that? Who did that? No one is here.
Oh, no goodness.
Who did that? Where are you, man? Oh, my God. Leave one of the kids as a sacrifice. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I do.
I try to tell the truth about stuff like that. I try to do it all the time, even though I may be getting cut later.
So are you getting cut later? You think you wouldn't get cut later?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't get
you
cut later.
You sure about that?
I'm absolutely positive. You're not gonna get cut. I mean, the most I'm gonna do is pout.
Okay.
And be grumpy. Especially if it's something that I really, 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 really wanted. You know, it's like that thing you put in the back of the refrigerator and you just know it's there and your mouth is watering for it and you go back to it and it's not there. Yeah, I might have an attitude, but I don't hold on to attitudes for myself.
Yeah, if you walked to the refrigerator and you had a nice little dessert in there and you found out that somebody that ate it and come and find out it's your spouse. Hooks you up.
Yeah, that happens a bit. That happens quite a bit. I'll be fussing at the kids and say, who ate my chips? Who ate my? And they'd be like, it wasn't me. Mama says, it's always not me. It's always not me. And it was not them.
It was me. I did.
And then they said, we find out it was Uncle Charlie. It was dad, whatever. And I just go. And then I'd be like, you got to go to the store.
Okay.
And that's how that goes. So if they eat your snacks, send them to the store.
Send them back. Get
you got to go get me some more because you ate up all my snacks.
Give me some more.
Okay. Would you ever fake speaking in tongues?
Wow. Wow. Bubba gum. Bubba gum. Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
Oh, goodness. I don't believe I would ever fake speaking in tongues. I don't have to. I don't think I could either. I don't have to. And then because I know the value and the purpose of speaking in tongues, I would never do it. Even though, everybody jokes, sometimes.
Right.
But, we know people who thought they were joking and faking, and next thing they know, they was caught up in spirit. That's funny. I would never, ever fake speaking in tongues. So this one is in the same line or the same vein of would you choose your parent over the spouse? Would you choose your child over your spouse?
It had to be real. That is a situation by situation.
Yeah, it's situation by situation. I mean, the truth of the matter is, in marriage, we should look at our spouse, we are one. You understand what I'm saying?
True.
But if my spouse is wrong, I'm not going to tell them they're wrong in front of my child. But I would like maybe go to the side and say, well, have you thought about it from this direction or try to get them to understand maybe a point of view? But I'm not going to choose my child over my spouse. And see, and a lot of times that causes issues in the home, issues in marriages. Because again, when you become married, you're forsaking all others. And even like I said, when we got married, our kids made a vows just like we made vows. And our kids stood up and they had the understanding that from this time forward, my spouse comes first before any and everyone else. So, you have some people that saw, oh, my child comes first. That's out of order.
Yeah.
It's out of order. It just is. And I understand the desire. This is my little kid. I understand. But the truth of the matter is, husband and wife, you all have to be united. You have to be one. You have to have a united front. As soon as your child knows that they can bring discord, or you'll choose one, or they can get you to choose a side over your spouse, or they can bring any kind of conflict in the house, they are going to manipulate that. I mean, kids are kids, but kids is a little manipulating little things. Don't think that they're not going to try to manipulate, try to get their way, even when they're little. A little child will go to the mama, ask, and you'll say no, and then they'll go after daddy and smile. They're manipulators. Get what they want. Little smart little
you manipulators. You did all of that. And your baby grow up and go outside the house, get married off and everything. You get all of that, and you still left with your spouse. All of that. Yeah. So you gotta always be prepared to kind of get your kids to be independent and be able to fly.
Yeah. So you should always try to
fly.
Yeah. So you should always present a united front with your children. Like I said, even if you disagree, you go in that bedroom, you close the door, and y'all talk about it, but you don't do it in front of kids. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever hide an item of clothing that a family member likes to wear but you don't particularly enjoy?
That's devious.
Absolutely.
You go in there. I'm joking.
Anyway.
Why would you even think of something so?
Well, if it's ugly or not flattering.
What that got to do with you?
If it's ugly or not flattering.
What does that got to
I
do with you?
I say love.
They might like it. They might.
It ain't gonna look good to nobody. I believe that love sometimes has to make difficult choices to protect their loved ones from tackiness.
You want to cast out that unfashionable
demon. He needs to go. Get out. Jesus, right. You can't stay here. You got to go. And I wouldn't just hide it. It would be gone. It's now at Salvation. Someone else can find some joy in utilizing it.
Really?
Yes.
That's sad.
Yes. That's yes, absolutely. And to be totally honest, if it's something that is unfashionable that I have, I would want you to encourage me to give it away.
Like, what's going on in your spirit?
That's what you said.
Is your spirit right with God today?
Because the thing is, yes, Sister Bridget, we are one. You represent me. If he go out tacky, they ain't going to look at him. They going to look at me. They going to be like, oh, you didn't dress him up, didn't you? How you going to let your man walk? I'm telling you, the women catch it. If your husband go out tacky, they ain't going to blame the husband. They gonna look at the wife like she ain't taking care of him, and then they gonna be trying to do all kinds of little sneaky things. I ain't trying to deal with none of that, baby. When you walk out of here, you gonna look like you loved.
Come on, man.
And I'm gonna love you right about that tacky spirit in the name of Jesus. So yeah, I would absolutely hide it, give it away, dispose of it in some way or another, so that it never, ever, 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 ever was on his body again.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. All righty. Would you ever cheat on your taxes?
Ooh.
Please.
Would y'all do it? See,
well, listen. I don't cheat on my taxes. I just have people to do my taxes that are going to give me the maximum return. And I don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to give them my information, and I'm going to trust that they are going to do the best things on the table without cheating to get back the maximum return.
Right.
That's my answer. And I'm sticking to it.
I'm pointing the finger of condemnation and judgment. The finger of judgment is upon you.
Oh, God. All righty. Are there any other questions? Thank you, Kayvon. You've been throwing them out there.
I'm going to talk to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me pray.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to see any other questions I can't see. Oh, my goodness. But this has been fun, you guys. Have you or would you ever? Oh, that was enough. Okay. Would you ever cheat on your spouse?
It's not.
I mean, if I'm gonna be totally honest, you know, in a previous marriage, I was not totally loyal. I got caught up in some smooth talking and some stupid stuff. I was young and insecure, and that issue was within me. So as God heals your heart, and if he heals you and makes you whole, those desires that you have to step outside of the covenant that you're in just really do dissipate. You know, because my contentment doesn't come from my spouse. My spouse adds to it. But I'm content within myself. And that should be the key. You need to be content within yourself. And then when you all come together, it's enhanced. But if you're content within yourself, you're not going to have a need to go outside your marriage or to go anywhere else in order to make you feel. So,
no polyamory.
No. No problem.
No multiple relationships.
That was the question. That's another question. Y'all, what was that movie? Indecent Proposal.
Oh, no.
Would you accept $100 million to let somebody have sex with your spouse?
Wow, that's a lot of money.
$100 million.
That's a lot of money. I don't think I can go through that. I've been lost. I've been shot.
That ain't cool.
We're trying to name you.
Nope.
That's
not going to happen. Because, again, my husband is not for sale. He's not an object. He's not a thing. He's a person with a soul and a mind. And he's not anyone that you can just come and buy. He has way more value than silver and gold to me. So, no.
Okay. All right. He's smooth talking. Smooth. freedom.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, so I think that's it. Oh, please go buy my book.
Okay, please.
Go buy the book. Gracefully Losing My Religion, Journey to Love Without Limits. It is on sale, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or you can message me directly for a signed hard copy. You can only get signed hard copies from me. So if you desire a signed hard copy, just contact us via Messenger. You can contact us on the Pay to Speak page or even on Empower Kingdom Life Ministries, and I will get you a copy of the book. Otherwise, you can get the soft cover on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I do believe you will be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Good. All right. So join us next week where we will be discussing inclusion.
All right.
What are the problems with inclusion? What are the problems with? So we're going to be discussing that. We're going to be having just a real conversation. So join us again next Thursday. 9 p.m. for the Pay to Speak. I'm Stephanie Page.
And I'm Jonathan Lee Page.
We're the Pages. And we'll see you next time.
Pay to Speak, baby.
Yeah. Oh, subscribe. Like and subscribe. YouTube.
Instagram. Facebook.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Share and all that.
All that. Share. Like, share.
Go on to the, I guess, the 6th podcast or something.
Okay. Like and share. Like
go
and share.
Page, you get all that.
Like and share. Anyway, so next time, you take care of the Pages, please. Bye-bye.
Bye.